Meeting is called to order. Let's rise. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, we have a quorum. First up, approval of minutes from the November meeting. Take a moment to look over those.
I can get those, but I looked over them on the one you sent.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we have a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
We have a second. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Approved. All right, board reports. I don't have anything. Carol?
Okay. Our statement beginning balance was $234,409.24. We made $8,146.99 in deposits, and the ending balance was $212,538.36. I did talk to Michael today because I talked to the Tammy at Butler County the other day to make sure we didn't need to amend or do anything. And she said as long as our numbers met that one criteria, we were okay, but I needed to use some of the FEMA money to make. And I talked to Michael today, and he's kind of like where I was. At the end of the budget, which that thing is a nightmare, what we have to send in at the end of the year, or at the beginning of January, February. All the numbers matched, but it says we had a negative in the road fund account, which carried over from the previous year. But that, when we amended that in July or whenever, that's why we do the amendments. So right. I don't know, we're gonna talk to her tomorrow. So
hey, the FEMA money, I thought we could use anytime
we wanted. We can, and have. I had taken it out for the chip seal.
Okay.
And just used it for a road fund for the amount when I have to move money around. So yep. Anyway, that's going to be another story. That's it.
And am I next?
Yes, you are.
I don't have anything other than what are discussions and board businesses.
Okay.
Oh, we bought a new truck, or a used truck. You happy?
Yeah. You guys did well. If it don't break down, we are in my plan. We made it back from Texas. That's all that really matters.
Right. Okay, next.
Randy? And the overseer's report?
Well, I graded and I rocked 130 times 40th and picked up trees and the sky trim's in, and he's probably close to halfway done. I got 572 in red, 165 in green, semi fuel problem on Ed, and I graded everything twice.
And something else I want to add about you talking about the red and green. Green only goes in machines from now on.
In the trucks?
Yes.
Oh, we only put green in PT1 and this truck, probably the only thing.
Dump truck gets green.
Everything gets green.
Everything that's gets on the road, we can get in serious trouble putting red in there.
With your dump truck?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. In the semi.
Chris, it doesn't matter.
That was Chris, and I tried to tell him a long time ago, and they said, "Are you out of your mind?"
Yeah.
So don't. Okay. We're going to be burning more green again.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
So the green is clear.
Well, it's actually green in ours.
Well, it's green. They call it clear or something.
Correct.
Some of it is clear.
Well, I know they have dyed and clear is how I pay the bill.
But red is non-taxable for sure.
Yeah, you get in big trouble with that in a road vehicle.
So that's only for the grader, the tractor?
Yeah. And it's, we don't pay taxes, that's why. Usually they, you guys can take it off your taxes.
Farmers aren't allowed to put it in their grain trucks.
Right. Yeah, it don't matter to me, I don't care.
Well, I just, to keep from getting in any trouble, that's all.
Sounds good to me.
And let's, okay, so all the work you've done on those trucks this month? I'd like to see that in the overseer's report.
Okay.
Next, from now on. I'd like to see the maintenance, the, well, plus it helps me when I do these to know which vehicle. And I know you've done part of them, you've let me know. Some of them I have no clue. Because that's how I.
You want to write on it?
Yeah. I mean, if you can, you know.
Did I give you a good sheet where you can put truck unit number, you know, the Belger sheets on your desk? And that's a complete, that's a 30 day, that you're supposed to do that every 30 days anyway.
Is that the maintenance report we talked about?
Yeah, and the, like, if you blow a tire and you have to, anything.
Right.
That just helps us keep track of it, and when we get audited, when we get all that, it'll just make it easier to say, nope, here it is.
I'll have to get used to that, but I can, I'm sure I can do it.
The window stickers for, you know, whenever the oil and filters are changed, miles and all that.
We probably don't do miles as much as months, do we? Because.
Hours.
Oh, hours, yeah. Wouldn't it be? Because they're not gonna go that many miles.
Right. I don't know how. I just know that there were times that Robert would say, we need to change the oil in PT3. We'd be changing it. The grader was ours, I know. Backhoes, but.
Okay.
Just a backhoe.
Right.
But that's just something I'd like to just add to.
I'll start putting that, I try to get it on the receipts, so you kind of.
Yeah. You do most of them, but there are some, and I guess O'Reilly's and some of those, you can tell them who it's for and they'll put it in there at the top left.
Like a PO, it says, do you want a PO on it?
Yeah.
And then you.
Just PT1, 3, whatever.
That's.
And the RAM is 5,500.
Yeah.
So that's how I have it in the books. Okay.
All right. Board discussion, discuss schedule for snow removal.
Yeah, I caught a lot of crap over the snow that didn't get removed, and I wanted a plan. If we get 1 inch of snow, I wanted somebody to be out there just before it gets up to 8 inches, and nobody does it.
Okay.
I want something. I don't want to go through that again, because.
Now, will you just do that with the tractor now?
No. Well, it all depends. 1 inch. Probably just do it with the pickup. But if it gets up to 8 inches.
Yeah.
Which we already had 4 down there, which, you know, 4 is not very much. And it actually, my roads really, really needed the moisture, because I couldn't even fill my holes. And 4 inches was probably enough. You know, that would have been great. But 8 inches when I got down here, it was a little too much.
Where was that?
So,
here.
Did we have that much?
Yeah.
Not my house.
I think there was actually about, on my car, it was about that.
Okay.
What do we get? You know, you keep track of it.
I just measure kind of about 7 on top of the
right.
Cab on the truck is all I know.
Right.
That's a little too much.
Snow is. I don't know how you really officially measure, but I guess that's as good as any.
Yeah, we only got about this, maybe this much.
All right.
It's day okay. Right hand if you were lucky.
And the next thing, Carol called me about, she thought we were overloading the trucks. PT3 was showing some tickets up to 19 ton.
Yeah, they're fine. They never went under, is 65, I mean. He showed you them tickets. You told me about it. They only go, he doesn't usually go over 18 and a half.
18
is under our weight limit.
But he said on the door it reads 63.
68 on the door.
No, you read it to me that day and you said it was
63 for 18 ton.
Yeah, we usually get 18 and a half. And I think we can go up to 19.
But the truck weighs 30,000?
See, the argument I got at the quarry back when Robert was in charge, they have a truck just like it, and they said that we can only put 17.5 on ours, and we're maxed out at 17.5. Well, she noticed that our truck was built lighter, so that our net weight is lower than her truck's heavier, so hers comes up quicker. But she said your front axle's over the limit. Anything over 17?
We've been through this three times. I think this is
okay. So if you're loading 18,
but I don't know.
If you're loading 18, you've got 66,000 GVW.
Yeah. And there's still 2,000 on the sticker. It says 68,000. So
okay, yeah. I had somebody think we were overloading, and they called me, and I just said I would check into it because
the quarry won't even let us out if we're overloaded. She's been through.
She yeah. said, I talked to her, and she said.
Which one was it? The crabby one or the real sweet one?
She was nice. I didn't have a problem with her. She said that we tend to overload, but she said as close as it is, they let it. Yeah. They let it happen because you're going so close.
Mrs. Bannon's the one that you're saying is crabby probably.
Yeah, there's right. one that's really crabby.
That works in the back.
Rhonda.
Yeah, that might be
nice. Yeah, she's the one that's kind of scolded me about it.
Yeah,
and I showed her.
That's who I talked to. She was real nice.
Can you haul that back because you got the third rear axle?
Yep, that was included. Their truck has third axle too.
Just the tandem, you can't load over 34,000 on the rear.
Yeah, you got that drop.
And that's total with your truck weight and the cargo.
Right.
You can't have that rear tandem axle weighing over 34,000.
That's with the truck and the weight.
Yeah.
Wow.
The reason it was all brought up is because
so
of
the
car
third
wreck.
Axle, you could probably get more, but I don't know how that plays in.
Well, yeah, the car wreck that happened there.
The two people died.
That's what brought it all up because some of that stuff evidently got brought up at the meeting and, you know, trucks being up and down there.
Even though it wasn't, trucks weren't involved in the accident.
No,
I don't know
yeah.
why they're bringing it up now.
Because the first one was really bad.
Right.
But it's still
so just beware of that, okay?
Yeah.
And if we need to take a little bit of load off, then do it. If that's, you need to weigh the truck by itself. I want to know what that weight is so that if somebody calls me or tells me, I can say, no, this is, because yeah. I don't know all this stuff. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number four.
Three. Discuss
yeah.
upkeep of new truck.
Yeah. And I want to keep the truck nice, and I've already kind of gave you an outline.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it starts getting tore up.
I would like to buy, I have a back seat cover for mine because of the dogs.
Right.
They could throw something up there on it, and it wouldn't, and they're not expensive.
And that asphalt that your patch work, if it's on
would you
clothes.
Care if I bought seat covers for that truck?
Right.
And okay.
your skin won't stick
the
to
asphalt will be sticking to them seats. And,
okay.
And your
okay.
skin won't stick to that
then
vinyl seat either
that.
In the summertime. Seat covers will fix your problem there.
Okay. And no smoking in it? No?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you don't smoke anymore, do you?
Yeah,
okay.
I can't say I don't.
Okay.
Number four, discuss training, hiring new grader operator.
Another one. I just want somebody else to be trained and be able, if you're not out there.
I don't train them.
Well,
I mean, I don't even know how I do it.
Right.
I've been sitting on that thing so long, it's just automatic.
Well, there's somebody from up by Kichai that came from the asphalt company or something. It's a grader operator that's looking for part-time work.
Hmm?
That came up, and I thought, you don't have to train him. It's an extra one. Jeff's good, but we don't have him from
the winter, November to what?
April.
Yeah, April.
Is it April?
Oh, we asked about the bonuses. Is you
Who did?
Jeff.
Oh.
Do you, does he get a check or do you, whatever?
We weren't going to give bonuses this year.
Electronic.
It'd be just same as a payroll.
Okay.
We're hoping that you might give some money back to us because, you know, you got a new truck.
Well, would you be opposed if this, whoever it is a okay guy to do part-time with you?
I don't care, I guess.
I mean, do you need help? Do you feel?
Hey, this is another problem that we run into. In the summertime, when you got more daylight, you try to cram your week into Monday through Wednesday and a little bit of Thursday. Well, if we get a rain on Thursday night, you're not back until Monday. If we have somebody else to fall in place there,
they could do it Friday after
the right condition. And if they're, as long as the operator's good, you know, I don't know. I mean, I used to do it a little bit with the 872. I don't want to work anymore, hardly. I want to go camping all the time. But
you want me to?
No, with another person.
No, that's where we would have somebody, unless Jeff would want to learn it.
No, Jeff knows it.
What if
Jeff can do it?
Oh, well, yeah.
What if you have a knee episode again and you're down for a week or two? We should have a backup.
What if I just fall over dead?
Yeah, that's,
you know, I mean,
that's another one. He's not in a bad
shell. Well, we come up with some kind of weird stuff, and then we'll say, whoa.
We should have a backup operator for sure. You want to vote on that?
That's discussion.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're up to
Ethan.
It's your turn to discuss what is going to happen through SEMA with the road work.
Sure. So I guess we'll go ahead and just start with kind of where we're at. Obviously, you guys can see us kind of finishing up most of the area through Rose Hill, Butler County. We're basically done. Got a little bit more down in Sedgwick. I'm not sure how, I don't remember off the top of my head how far your guys' township heads back to the
Santa Fe Lake Road.
So we've got a little bit more on the outside of Santa Fe Lake Road. That's not going to affect you guys. So big things there. Crossing work is coming. Railroad has a tentative date looking in April, May time frame for that TLM. That's going to be plus or minus a year. I can't give you a for sure when exactly it shows up. It just shows up is kind of how we approach it. They're targeting April for them to be here. They're going to start here in Rose Hill on the setup pad area where we have it set up. So they've got quite a bit of pad work that's going to be going in there. Expect to see a lot of increased railroad traffic through the area. You're not going to see a whole lot of us anymore. We'll just have a crew or two out here helping and working with them as they need. So basically, they're going to start, we'll kind of stage stuff here, and then they're going to run all the way up to just before Prairie Creek. Oh, I don't remember the fellow's name.
The bridge.
Mark is the fellow. He lives over that way, and then there's another. Lives off of Silkner, basically just north of Silkner Street.
Mark Wagner.
Yes, thank you. I've met a lot of people out here. Okay. Basically, going to start there, and then they're going to shoot back to the what they call east. Get all that laid, and then they'll come back end of next year and go back to the west. So, long the short of it is, expect to see some interruptions. It's going to be painful at first. It normally always is, but once they start working through, getting those trains pushed through, we will be working through crossings. So we'll have how we have tentatively set up. Prairie Creek's going to be the first cross we'll run across. So we'll come in, close it for typically called a week, right? So we'll have a detour per crossing for about a week. Sometimes they'll have that crossing closure, so we can go through, grade everything. They move all of their lights and signals and everything out of the way. Then they'll build it back up so traffic can pass. We'll open the road, and then once the TLM actually gets there, which is their machine actually lays the track, we'll take it out of service again for a week, sometimes less. They shoot for like 2 to 3 days. I've only ever seen them doing about 5 per crossing. And then once they get through it, they're done at that point. They won't come back and mess around with it anymore other than...
So if they tear up the roads when they're doing all of that, who's...
That's part of the contract. So we are the ones that actually dig out the roads, and we dig out all the crossings. And then almost, I won't say every single crossing, but your big crossings, Prairie Creek, Meadowlark...
To Waukene.
160th,
and then
Indianola.
Rosewood, 150, Santa Fe, those all get asphalt.
Right.
So we're going to be asphalting on those. Every approach is a little different on how far back. We are doing some as part of their design changes for the railroad. Like Meadowlark is a perfect example. We're raising that road significantly on the south side of the tracks to get a more flat plane, so it should help with visibility.
You build a new approach back,
and then we'll leave it dirt, gravel. Even if it was paved before, it'll have a little bit of dirt or gravel on it for 2 weeks to a month, kind of something like that, because we got to let that track settle out once trains kind of start hitting it, and then we'll come back in, close the road one more time. Should be only for a day. For us to strip it all back, pave it, and then we are done.
You're not going to do anything on the north side of Meadowlark?
It depends on the crossing. And I don't have my plans in front of me to tell you which one. I've got 30-some-odd crossings on this portion, so I don't remember every single one. But some of the crossings get pavement on the north side as well. All of them.
That road right now is... So you guys have a pile of gravel sitting there.
Where at?
At Meadowlark. On the north side, and
the railroad, yes,
yeah,
they left a whole pile there because they that moved is, some of their signal assets over there.
That road is slick. I almost went off the other day. It just, you know, it was so greasy.
Yeah, on the north side.
On the north side, going down.
That's kind of what it looks like for
rock on it or not. It's Jack's road now.
Well, I don't like it. So.
Now that we talked about the crossings.
Yeah.
The next thing.
Are you going to help us with all rock and beat down?
Yeah. So how we normally handle this, we fully expect to cover some rocking costs, right? Whether that's we place it with our trucks and use our blades, or we give you guys a certain amount, or I've worked other deals like with Chase County. I have a deal now where I'm paying for all the rock and he's handling the haul and then placing whenever he wants to. We're flexible there. It really just depends on how you guys want to address what areas. Now with that, my stipulation is I want to have a point of reference. I don't know if that's yourself or whoever, a point of reference that I can go to and we can drive through, check everything, and come to an agreement on amount, how we want to proceed, and then be able to move forward. So no one's trying to skimp anybody. We're not trying to run out on us. As you can hear, we're still going to be here for quite a bit longer. But we like to wait until we get done with the majority of our truck haul, because it just, I mean, you guys saw what we did to those roads. It's just, it's a lot of trucks.
Okay, what are you going to do about, go ahead.
I have the Pleasant Township just hounding me about, when are you going to do something all the time to our roads? You know, when are we going to do something about it? And I don't know what we should do that we might fix your problem before you get done, and then...
Yeah, we might have to rock it before you...
Okay.
That's what we're wanting to know now.
And how can we do that? Can we keep our tickets?
So here's let me put this forward. If you guys are in the point where you guys need to start putting some rock, here's what I propose. We'll go out, take a look at the roads that obviously 170th is going to need some rock, or You guys have already placed some rock. Metal Arc, and then the stretch around behind on the south side, back around to Rosewood. That took quite a beating. And then Indianola, Tewakini, and I'm forgetting
180th. Pretty much.
180th. I don't remember running on 180th.
Yeah, it went down the 180th right off Santa Fe, ran down it, and then jumped across on Metal Arc because you did that. I don't know how many times because I was rebuilding that.
Okay.
And trucks were just freaking.
And that's fine. Like I said, I'm not arguing that we hit some of those roads. I just don't remember all of them off the top of my head. So what I propose is let's go look at those. Let's figure out a rough amount of how much rock we're talking about, and then we can just come to an agreement on. I think the easiest way to go about it is we have an account with the quarry. Do you guys pull yours from Southwest Butler, or where do you guys pull from?
Yes.
Yeah.
Southwest Butler. So how I would like to handle it is we'll come to an agreement on how many tons per mile or tons per road, however you want to manage it. We normally do tons per mile. And then I'll tell the quarry, hey, this amount of rock is specified of this kind of rock for this, you know, you guys as the hauler. And then if you guys want to place it, I cover your rock charges and you don't have to worry about that portion, or we can work something else out. But that is how I've handled it in the past. It tends to be the easiest way.
And okay,
go ahead.
On Prairie Creek, thank God that bridge went down, because before that bridge went down, you demolished some of the spots on that. Now what?
I would contest that that bridge had problems before.
Not the bridge. I don't care about the bridge.
Before the bridge, the road.
So I used to live off of Prairie Creek. So I know that road very well. Are you talking about the south of 160th?
Well,
yes. But yeah. But it's
160th to 150th was paved well before we started hauling on there.
Right. And you.
It beat down.
Where at?
On the edges.
The last house before the bridge. Garland's, the crayfish.
Kind of right there by his house.
Just a short stretch north of the bridge.
Okay.
There's
for about
on the other side of the water trucks, that is completely hammered.
Well, right, we've hammered that because the county wanted us to go there as opposed to anywhere else.
Anywhere south of the bridge is.
So we didn't disrupt public traffic for getting our water needs. So.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that because I love your water too. In fact,
we'd like to have that pump.
I bet you would.
How much is that?
Pretty penny.
Is it like 50,000 or?
I don't know. I don't know what SEMA spent on it. I didn't.
But what are you guys going to do about any of the asphalt? Or
what do you want them to do the asphalt?
We thought that you were going to, well, Oscar, when he was still talking, was still here, said that they would patch the holes. Like once Prairie Creek and 160th, where you turned in to get the water, or they turned off of.
Prairie Creek and 160th.
You mean 170?
Yeah.
Yeah, 170.
170.
170. Where they turned onto Prairie Creek coming back to the north, there's a little bridge there.
Yeah.
Well, that whole totally got disintegrated going north.
Right, and that's going to have to get repaired whenever they do the bridge, whatever they're doing with the bridge.
Right. But is that part of your fix? Because all the trucks turned down and ate up the chip seal?
I would say that we need to look at that one a little bit more closely because I don't.
That's the one Michael.
I know what we're talking about, but.
And down at Michael's house.
Not just us, that road. Heavy.
Yeah, Michael's house and 170th. Prairie Creek and 170th at the tracks.
South of the tracks, long stretch that was destroyed.
Those are both pretty.
Oh! That's.
So
south
when,
of the tracks, Rosewood or 170th, whatever you want to call it.
It's on Prairie Creek.
On Prairie Creek? Oh.
When you cross the tracks.
That one.
Before you get the box work on the. Down the hole.
Yes, you level
the approach
out.
Up.
Correct.
Well, it's where you level out by the first house. That road totally disintegrated there.
Okay.
And
he said he was going to go ahead and fix that because the approach is going to go down quite far past.
On the south side. I don't remember what gets approached on the north side. I'd have to look. So I don't want to go into give you 100%. Yes, we will do this.
Right.
When I need to look at it, but I. The simplest way to do this is to have a designated person that we can communicate with effectively.
I want to go with you. Let's both of us go with him and drive them roads out, pick a date and.
Sounds good to me. Whenever you want to.
We will be back. This week is no good. We're going to be gone the end of this week till the 3rd. So after the 3rd, I'll be around and take me and my site superintendent with us and we can go take a look at everything. I want to, you know, have you guys feel like we're not trying to take care of an issue, because obviously we did some damage to the roads. I'm not going to contest that. That's what happens anywhere we go, but it's just a matter of figuring out what's fair for both parties and we can come to agreement.
Yeah.
So.
Now I can tell the people that keep calling me, like, when are you going to do fixes? Michael is really concerned about this place.
You guys know the railroad's going to be moving in and they are going to do another round of damage all over again. So just have that, because they've got all their heavy track equipment, has all of their service vehicles that are going to be coming around.
Doesn't that stay on the tracks?
All of those service, they've got tons of service vehicles because they have to have all of their cranes and everything else that move up to move all of their signal assets.
Okay.
They've got boards that they've shot. They've got all sorts of other equipment.
Well, you guys should just shoot for that first week in January sometime.
Fix something too permanent at this point.
Right.
Well, some of the rock might, it ought to help at least.
It's going to rain this weekend.
Yeah.
I would just say, you know, just remember with those crossings, and we can go into details. I'll bring my plans with me. Most of those crossings are getting asphalt. So you don't want to do anything too permanent there when we got to dig it out and replace it with asphalt. That's on us. We will take care of that fully.
Okay.
Yeah, just put dirt in or rock.
That's basically what we do, is just patch holes until we're ready to.
Okay. Sounds good.
Everybody happy with what?
Thanks for being here.
Sure.
Sounds good. We'll have a meeting sometime after the 3rd.
Yeah. Thank you. I know you have my contact info, but just so you guys have it if need be.
Thanks, sir.
You don't hold me at any point in time.
Okay.
Well, if there's no citizen discussion, no one say anything, then meeting adjourned.